Welcome. Today we're taking a deep dive into language and meaning, specifically how analyzing language is crucial for trend analysis and strategic foresight.
Sounds fascinating.
Our main source material is the AI module study guide on language and meaning.
From the Culture Mapping Workshop series.
Right. This study guide basically lays out a framework for decoding cultural change by looking at language as an index of meaning.
It really emphasizes that language doesn't just reflect cultural shifts. It can actually actively shape those shifts.
It all starts with this quote from Ludwig Wittgenstein. "The limits of my language mean the limits of my world."
It's powerful because it highlights just how deeply language shapes our understanding of everything around us. But what are the practical implications of that for someone trying to understand these cultural trends?
Well, it suggests that by really paying attention to how language is being used, we can gain insights into the boundaries of people's understanding and how those boundaries are changing.
So, for instance, the emergence of new words and phrases, or even the changing meanings of existing words, these can actually signal emerging cultural trends and priorities.
A good example of that is the evolution of the term organic. Initially, it just referred to farming practices, but it's expanded to encompass a much wider range of products and values.
Things like health and sustainability, even lifestyle choices.
Exactly. This expansion really reflects a broader cultural shift towards greater awareness of environmental issues and that desire for more natural and wholesome products.
And by tracking these linguistic shifts, we can start to identify these emerging consumer preferences, even anticipate future market trends.
Now, the study guide also delves into the distinction between explicit and implicit language, and how understanding both is crucial for interpreting those cultural trends. Explicit language is pretty straightforward. It conveys meaning directly.
But implicit language, on the other hand, relies more on context and inference.
And shared cultural understanding.
It's often within that realm of implicit language where we see the most subtle and revealing cultural shifts taking place.
For example, the way brands use humor or irony or even slang.
All of that can signal their cultural positioning and their attempts to connect with specific target audiences.
And those attempts can backfire if a brand misinterprets the nuances of implicit meaning.
For sure. Like if a brand uses slang that's perceived as inauthentic or out of touch, that could alienate potential customers.
Exactly. So it's crucial for anyone involved in trend analysis to really have a deep understanding of the cultural context in which language is being used.
This includes things like being aware of different dialects, regional variations, even the ways in which language is used differently across different generations.
Absolutely. The study guide also really emphasizes the importance of taxonomies.
In organizing linguistic insights,
it draws a parallel to Carl Linnaeus's biological classification system and how similar principles can be applied to categorize and analyze language data.
So Linnaeus's system really aimed for a closed and definitive categorization.
But the guide actually advocates for open taxonomies in cultural mapping because culture is constantly evolving.
And our methods of analyzing it need to be flexible enough to accommodate those changes.
That distinction is important.
Very important. An overly rigid taxonomy could lead to missed insights or misinterpretations of cultural trends.
The rise of internet slang and memes is a perfect example.
A closed taxonomy developed before the internet would struggle to categorize and analyze those new forms of linguistic expression.
The guide then introduces Piaget's theory of cognitive development and its relevance to language acquisition.
Piaget's work really focused on how we build mental models, or schemas, to understand the world around us. Through processes of assimilation and accommodation, we continually adapt those schemas as we encounter new information.
And the study guide suggests that these same cognitive processes are at play in how we understand and use language.
And as culture evolves, so too does our language. It adapts to accommodate new meanings and new experiences.
That constant evolution is what makes language such a dynamic tool and a valuable one for trend analysis.
Right. The study guide then brings in Wittgenstein's beetle in the box analogy to further illustrate the social nature of language. Imagine everyone has a box with something inside they call a beetle.
But no one can see into anyone else's box, so we don't know if their beetle is the same as ours.
Exactly. This thought experiment really highlights how language, despite its inherent ambiguities, allows us to create shared realities.
So even though our individual understanding of a word like beetle might differ, we can still use it to communicate and build a shared understanding of the world.
And that shared understanding is crucial for the formation and spread of cultural trends, because when a new trend emerges, It's often accompanied by a whole new set of words and phrases and concepts that help people make sense of it and communicate about it with others.
Think about the language that's emerged around social media.
New terms like followers or likes or going viral, all of these emerge to describe this new social phenomenon.
And understanding those terms and the underlying concepts they represent became essential for anyone wanting to navigate this evolving social landscape.
The study guide then goes on to analyze how the language used to describe certain products, like coffee and bottled water, has evolved over time, reflecting broader cultural shifts in consumer preferences and values.
The example of coffee is an interesting one. Initially, coffee was marketed primarily for its functional benefits, you know, the taste and caffeine content.
Right. But as consumer preferences evolved, the language surrounding coffee shifted to emphasize experiences.
The craft of coffee making.
Yeah.
Or the ritual of enjoying a cup.
Exactly. This shift towards that experiential language reflects a broader cultural trend of seeking out more meaningful and authentic experiences.
It's not just about consuming a product anymore. It's about the story behind the product, the emotions it evokes, and the values it represents.
The evolution of bottled water kind of tells a similar story. Initially, it was marketed as a symbol of convenience and global access.
But later on, bottled water started facing criticism for its environmental impact.
And the language surrounding bottled water then began to reflect concerns about sustainability, with brands starting to emphasize terms like eco-friendly and responsibly sourced.
This example really highlights how language can be used to reframe a product in light of those changing cultural values.
And by analyzing these linguistic shifts, businesses can start to anticipate consumer concerns and then adapt their messaging accordingly.
Now, the study guide introduces this concept of notness to explain how meaning is often derived through contrast.
Basically, we understand a concept not just by what it is, but also by what it is not.
Like the marketing of clean food.
The meaning of clean in that context is largely defined by what it lacks. No artificial ingredients, no pesticides, not overly processed.
Right. It taps into those anxieties about the potential harms of those things.
This principle of notness is really powerful for trend analysis because by understanding what people are moving away from, we can start to gain a clearer understanding of what they desire and the values that are driving their choices.
Which allows us to anticipate future trends by identifying that emerging notness within a particular market or cultural space.
The study guide also explores how the language used to describe different music genres, like deep house and dubstep, functions as a modern-day shibboleth, a linguistic marker that distinguishes insiders from outsiders.
Deep house is often described as smooth, atmospheric, sophisticated, appeals to a very specific cultural sensibility.
Whereas dubstep, characterized by that aggressive industrial sound, attract a different audience altogether, with its own set of cultural associations.
And these contrasting linguistic choices reveal a lot about the cultural positioning of each genre and the values they represent to their respective audiences.
This example really highlights how even subtle linguistic distinctions can be incredibly revealing when analyzing cultural trends, underscores the importance of paying attention to the nuances of language and how it's used within specific cultural contexts.
Now, the study guide shifts its focus to how understanding these language patterns can be used to create what are called design fictions, these speculative scenarios that help us imagine possible futures.
And by leveraging those linguistic cues, we can actually craft designs and narratives that resonate with emerging trends, anticipate future needs and desires.
So, for example, if we're observing a growing emphasis on terms like transparency and authenticity in consumer language,
I can then use this insight to design products and experiences that actually embody those values.
The guide even suggests that we can use language to design entire retail spaces or urban environments.
By carefully considering the language we use to describe those spaces, we can shape people's perceptions of them, influence their behavior within them.
The guide provides a really interesting example of how the concept of mise en place, this French culinary term that emphasizes order and preparation, could be applied to the design of food retail spaces.
So imagine a grocery store designed around these principles of mise en place, with ingredients carefully organized and displayed to evoke a sense of transparency and culinary expertise.
Such a space would really cater to that growing consumer desire for authentic, high-quality food experiences.
It really demonstrates how understanding the cultural connotations of specific terms can inspire innovative design solutions that align with emerging trends.
The study guide emphasizes the importance of considering the cultural significance of even seemingly simple elements, like color and shape.
Take true blue, for example, often associated with craftsmanship and authenticity. It actually derives its meaning from the historical use of that precious pigment lapis lazuli.
And then there's the curved shape of some milk packaging.
Reminiscent of those old-fashioned milk bottles, evokes nostalgia for traditional dairy practices, taps into that desire for simpler, more natural products.
These examples really demonstrate the power of visual language to communicate those complex cultural meanings and influence consumer perceptions.
It reminds us that language is not just about the words we speak or write. It's about that whole system of signs and symbols that we use to make sense of the world around us. And understanding this system is key to unlocking those insights that language can offer for trend analysis and strategic foresight.
Yeah, it really is remarkable how those subtle aspects of language can carry so much weight, like color and shape, in conveying cultural meaning. It really emphasizes the need for a more holistic, comprehensive approach when you're analyzing language for trends.
Definitely. The study guide really drives that point home. It underscores that effective trend analysis requires going beyond just identifying those keywords and phrases. You really need to delve deeper into the cultural context.
Understanding those historical associations.
The emotional connotations, social dynamics, all those things influence how language is used and interpreted.
Now, the study guide concludes with a series of workshop exercises designed to help put these ideas into practice.
They encourage you to analyze real-world examples.
Things like product packaging, marketing campaigns, even social media posts.
The goal is to try and identify those subtle linguistic cues that can reveal those deeper cultural meanings and ultimately potential future trends.
Those exercises are great because they challenge us to think critically about the language we encounter every day.
And to consider how it might be shaping our perceptions, even influencing our decisions. It encourages a more mindful approach to language.
Well, this has been a really insightful deep dive into the world of language and meaning and how crucial it is to trend analysis and strategic foresight. It's clear that language is so much more than just a means of communication.
It's really a window into those cultural values, the beliefs, aspirations, all of the things that drive societal change.
By developing a keen awareness of how language is used, we can gain a much deeper understanding of those forces shaping our world.
And then develop strategies to navigate that ever-evolving cultural landscape.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.